Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. I'm back. It'll be a short show today, so we'll still have fun. Cinco de Mayo way. I see Betty Jo Tucker. She's already in the chat room. Look how fast she is. So she gets the first plug of the day. Betty Jo Tucker movie at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker, and this day she'll be doing her film preview. Jay Hockery, Del Minow, and Mac Bates. Bye bye bye. Movie Attic Headquarters. Always fun. You know, it's going to be one of those kind of days, and it's the Cinco de Mayo. So I think we should we stick with the Spanish kind of theme going on? Yeah, I think, why not? Okay.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love. The bossa nova. The bossa nova. Yeah. The bossa nova. The dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be. We're gonna raise a family, and when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell, blame it on that bossa nova. The bossa nova. No, no, no. The bossa nova. Yeah. The bossa nova. My dance of love.
Now our kids are flown. Free, and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet? So long, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, my dance of love.
Now is it
Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So, come along. I'm on my way to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing, and where dark-eyed stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
In the house. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Not that you celebrated there. Betty Jo Tasker's in the house. Chuck Skull, Fridays and Saturdays with Kat Vecchione, 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. I want to say the Wacko Network, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Hello, Wacko Bob. It's May 5th. Yes, we call it Cinco de Mayo here. I don't know why it was a war. Wasn't it Mexico and France at the time? But what the heck? We hate the French, I guess. I don't know. So we're celebrating it too. So we're just keeping the Spanish theme going, I guess, with that, shall we, today, in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Okay. Ready? Get your rumba on. Here it comes.
mama tumba kasuma bororoko bom bom narokom pa. Yemerum mama tumba kadise bororoko bom bom narokom pa.
Oye mi chemu carrada, oye mi tonada, rum mama tumba para ti. Oye meaning double kuta, meaning chevaroka, rum mama tumba para ti, para ti, para ti.
Oye merum mama tumba kadise bororoko bom bom narokom pa. Yemerum mama tumba kadise bororoko bom bom narokom.
Girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola. ¿Dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah." The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, ha, ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, you're going to spine. It's really going to hurt. Please tell me we did this. Please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, With Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think up a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Always fun with my friend Tom Carosa. Okay, I'll be appearing in a lot of places this week. Let me see if I could punch that up. So if you're in any one of these places, come see me. And not this week, I mean this month. Oh, here we go, May 9th. Ladies of Laughter. Okay, I'll be at the Goodwill Theater at the Shore Family Firehouse Stage in Johnson City. May 12th, I'll be at a comedy benefit, the Actors Temple Comedy Benefit. And you want to check that out. That's going to be great. Thursday the 15th, Comic Strip Live, and Sunday, May 18th, the annual Mopalooza Outdoor Festival. So just keep following my Facebook and you'll see it. Now that I see this, I got a typo in here. I got to redo this again. Okay. Anyway, let's just keep the fun going. Betty Jo Tucker, Chuck Skull, Wacko Bob, George Bettinger, Not in the House, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Right? Okay. Yeah, whatever, Nancy, whatever.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever is gonna be, is gonna be, oh, you know is gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say que sera. Que sera, oh, just say, oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? What my sweetheart said, said, hey, Sarah.
Tell them tenderly, hey, Sarah.
Housewives on Prozac. That's the name of the band. No, really it is. Joy Rose is in charge of the Mollapalooza Festival, which she started in 2002, and I've been emceeing it ever since. Wow, that's a long time. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters is Tuesday at 4 p.m. What to watch this summer? Check out Betty Jo Tucker, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio at Movie Attic Headquarters. Chuck Skull, Fridays and Saturdays with Kat Fikion, and is it Saturdays? Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., I believe. The Wacko Network, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Love the Wacko Bob and Cyanide. Marco Polo, always in the house. Thank you for that bit of information, Marco. I didn't know that. That's interesting. To see where I'm going to be performing next, you could always follow me on Facebook. I have a new CD out called Jazz Housewife Live, but you can only get it special order on the internet. You got to message me for that one, okay, because I haven't had time to put it up on CD Baby. So let's go out with something fun, shall we? I think so. All righty. Follow me on Facebook, and, well, you're already following me. Love you guys. Love you.
Objectify their inner hate. Mrs. Johnson put on her highest shoes, with a shirt to match her attitude. In a push-up bra with red lipstick, she stormed the meeting, swinging her hips, saying bigotry don't belong in schools. I'm calling up the ACLU. She's had a little nip to get. And then you have enough to tell me you think there's a mother. I'm not there. Well, this is just a little hating place. And you're off a valley hill.
I'm telling you a story from when I was just a kid. We made a lot of changes in the garden when we lived. Here's the information we hope you think it's cool. Make sure you do the other.
As you want them to do to you.
Do your own thing, fine. Do your
no,
own thing.
No, I wouldn't put you fine. On do because it really didn't happen just this thing. Way.
Do your own thing.
Say my mama.
Do your own thing.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Much love. You're all terrific. All right. Peace.